Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty, mighty, mighty Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. My brother, my sister, hallelujah. We are so grateful for his mercy, for his love that endures forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Brother David. Thank you. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, Brother Elvi Zapata. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for the opportunity he gave us, hallelujah, to share his word, to share his message, his revelation in the last days before Jesus returned for his bride that had made herself ready. Amen. That's the purpose. That's the plan, that the bride of Christ be ready for the departure, for the rapture. Amen? Because if you miss the rapture, it will become very hard. It will become very difficult, my brother and sister, to go to heaven. The other way is to be beheaded for the Lord. But before anyone can be beheaded, there will be so much persecution, so much evil on the earth that God forbid, God don't want a single human being to see when the Nephthalians are released from the earth. Of course, he wants his enemy to see him, because his enemy are the one who will have a like heart attack when they do see the Nephthalian coming out of the cell, out of the prisons, my brother and sister. But they're not going to be able to have a heart attack. They might have the experience of a heart attack, but not be able to, because that will elude them, especially the vaccinated. That is going to elude the vaccinated, okay? That was going to do with the vaccinated. So that will elude the vaccinated for sure. Amen? I have great news tonight. The Lord has shown me something special, I believe. And tonight, I'm excited. I am very excited for the message, because I know this message is going to encourage God's people to continue to hope in the Lord, continue to seek the Lord, continue to focus on Jesus. No matter what you see, know that the Lord God Almighty is in control. He's in control in heaven and earth and below. God Almighty is in total control. And for sure, he promised to be with us all the day of our lives. This is the word to his disciple, which applied to us. And so it's a great encouragement, my brother and sister, to know that he is for us. And the Bible said that if God is for us, who can be against us? And that is so true. Who can be against us if God is for us, my brother and sister? Amen. The Lord has given me another revelation in regard to the vaccinated, which to me is an encouragement for those that been asking me, Brother Evie, should we pray for those that are taking the vaccine, my brother and sister? And the answer is yes. Yes, I got my answer. We got our answer. Okay, and we'll wait until I tell you what Jesus shown to me. what he revealed to me in regard to the vaccinated. It's a great encouragement for those that have their family that are taking the vaccine, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Amen. So before I do, I want to go into the Word of God. And then, my brother and sister, thank you, Jesus, will share what Jesus had shown to me in regard to the vaccinated. Yes, we can pray for them. And to me, that is a great encouragement. Hallelujah. On the contrary, we should stay in prayer for them as much as we can, my brother and sister. Amen. We should. We've been talking about Babylon the Great, my brother and sister, that is falling. It is an end time prophetic word about Babylon that God now, I believe, is giving us so much more into the prophetic work of Revelation 18, my brother and sister. It will begin there, and we'll be going back and forward from Daniel to Babylon, my brother and sister. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Babylon, Revelation 18, 1 said, and after this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was filled with his light because of his glory. He called out with a loud voice, saying, Babylon, hallelujah, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons, a lair for unclean spirit. She is a lair for unclean bird, a lair for unclean and disgusting beasts. Okay? Verse 2 is where I want to focus because this is where the Lord has shown me, hallelujah, shalom, Brother Michael, that the vaccinated are not only going to turn into werewolf or zombie-like. I asked the Lord, that this mean that what Revelation 18 says in regard to what's going to happen to people, is that where should I be talking about that specific? Is that what it is? And the Lord Jesus spoke to me clear and said, my word, it is what my word said, okay, that they're going to become, Revelation 18. So according to the Lord, what he spoke to me, and he says that what Babylon the Great is becoming, what is Babylon the Great? Babylon the Great is the system of the Antichrist, my brother and sister. And because we are in the last days, I'm going to focus on the last days. We can say that it's been around for thousands of years, even by the prophet Jeremiah and Ezekiel and them, yes, and even before. But we are in the last days, so we must focus to understand better. What is Babylon the Great? Babylon the Great is Revelation 13, the Antichrist, the beast that rise out of the sea and the beast that rise out of the land, my brother and sister. Okay? So when we talk about Babylon the Great, we definitely need to go there to Revelation 13, my brother and sister, because it's that exactly what it is. It is the beast. Amen? And we need to be reminded of the system of the beast that now it is established on the earth today, my brother and sister. The Apostle John says in Revelation 13, 1 said, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea, and it had 10 horns, and it had 7 heads, and each horn was decorated with a royal crown. And I'm reading from the Common English Bible. And on its head was blasphemous name, my brother and sister. And then it explains to us what this blasphemous name is. Okay, because they are blaspheming God's people, the church, and is blaspheming anything that has to do with God who is in heaven, my brother and sister. So everything that has to do with Babylon the Great is blasphemous. It's a blasphemy before God. And it's very important we understand this as the church of God. This is why God tells us in Revelation 18, come out of them, my people. Okay? Come out of there, my people. One, because he doesn't want us to be partaker of her sin and her fornication. Okay? And the witchcraft that there is in the Vicene. There's a great sin in the Vicene, which is fornication. Anyone taking the Vicene is taking part into fornication and all kinds of witchcraft and sorcery. My brother and sister, this is why. Why did they want to introduce that in the Vicene? Because this is how they affect people. Shalom, Sister Estrella. This is how they can make people an abomination. She is an abomination. And everyone who partake with her becomes an abomination. The Bicene is an abomination, my brother and sister. This is why it's not pleasing unto God. And anyone who's being vaccinated is not pleasing unto God neither. You need to have a clear understanding by the word of God of the implication and the consequence of the Bicene. Yes, I'm going to share with you what the Lord showed me 2 mornings ago about the vaccinated. Great news. We can pray for them, my brother and sister. Amen. And he also showed me other things that I'm going to share tonight. Hallelujah. That's going to help us understand as the time goes by the things that are going to be unfolding right before our eyes. Because many people will have questions and say, why are these things happening this way? And they are not meant for us. They are meant for the world. This is why we cannot have our life all involved in the world, my brother and sister. If you are in a job where you have to vaccinate people, you need to come out of that. Okay? You cannot be involved in that. If you are a nurse, you need to change your job. You need to change your career, your employment. It's very important you understand that you don't want to take part or have part with anything that has to do with the world, my brother and sister. And I know a lot of our listeners are nurses, are doctors, are people in the medical field. And I'm advising you to be wise and seek this of the Lord. You can take this into prayer before the Lord and ask the Lord to guide you in this. You need to come out of that field, my brother and sister, because what is in that by seeing, it is a major contamination. I'm going to show you what Jesus showed me a couple of mornings ago, which at the same time shocked me and surprised me, but at the same time gave me great joy. And I'm going to talk to you about that joy. I'm going to describe to you what the Lord showed me at the end of the Great Tribulation. Shalom, Brother Miguel. He took me back there again. I asked the Lord to give me more, and he did. He took me there in the spirit. I was surprised when he did. My brother and sister, in what I saw, it was awesome. Because then I can come here and tell you here what the Lord showed me. It is of a great encouragement in one part. And another part is it may be very sad, okay, because it has to do with the outcome of the vaccinated, but also that the Lord will save your family if you constantly, nonstop pray for them, okay? The Lord is merciful. Throughout the Bible talks about the mercy of God, how merciful the Lord is, and he has, and he's been, and he is, my brother and sister. And that mercy never changed. David said, thy mercy endureth forever, O Lord. He never changes. That's one thing with God. You can always hope on his mercy. You can always believe him and never be put to shame, my brother and sister. That's one thing with him. No one that believes in him will be put to shame, the Bible says. And that is so awesome. Thank you, Lord. I rejoice when the Lord showed me what I'm going to share tonight. Thank you, Jesus. And again, before I do, I got to go into the word. Because everything that we are going to talk about is in his word. Everything about this life and the lives to come is in his word. Everything that we need to know. The hidden things he will reveal to us. But everything that we go through in life, Shalom Sister Consuelo, are in his word. And he can give us the wisdom and understanding out of it, my brother and sister. Verse 3. Because all the nation has fallen. Are you listening? Babylon the Great. For all the nations are falling. So you see the accuracy of the word of God 100% is the word of God accurate. Are all the nations taking the Bicene today? Can anyone raise their hand and say, not my nation, not my little island? Shalom, Sister Luna. You may live in an island with just 1,000 people, maybe 500 people, maybe 200 people. Let's put it down, 50 people. And I bet you right now, okay, that one of them has been vaccinated. It has to be this way. Because the word of God says very clear, for all the nation has fallen due to the wine of her lustful passion, my brother and sister. Whenever Babylon the Great, the Antichrist system I reached to, my brother and sister, whatever nation, no matter how small it is, it has been contaminated. Has been contaminated, my brother and sister. And anyone can tell you from every nation. Okay, I was speaking with someone who don't know English or Spanish, and it was using Google Translate to speak with me online. And this person is for up the Philippines. Okay, and you know that the Philippines is divided in different places. And she knows that the vaccine, it is like the mark of the beast. Okay? She knows, and I'm saying, awesome. That's what we need to be, my brother and sister, no matter what we are. As the internet now is going into other country, is reaching into other country, my brother and sister, hallelujah. In these parts where there was no internet years ago, hallelujah, the internet is in the outer, higher places now. They're putting antenna, and these people are getting internet, my brother and sister. They may have not much, they may have not food to eat, they may have no clothing to wear, but now they have internet. Because the gospel, the Bible said, will be preached unto all the nation for a witness unto all the world. Okay, will be preached unto all the world for a witness unto all the nations. It's important that we know that the word of God gets fulfilled every day. Thank you, Lord. And the king of the earth had committed sexual immorality with her, my brother and sister. Sexual immorality with the system of the Antichrist. That's what they had to make sure, my brother and sister. Lust. The lust of the eyes. Bible talks about the lust of the eyes and so much more. And to describe this is like, it's like watching the internet. Just by watching what the internet, the pollution, watching television, you can see the pollution. You can see the evil speaking. People call it bad speaking. It's evil speaking. It comes from hell. It comes from the devil. It's the devil invading people's tongue, my brother and sister. That's what that is. And the merchants of the earth have become rich from her power and her loose and her a stranger way. So the merchants of the earth are the stock markets of the earth have become rich in the last day, my brother and sister, with Babylon the Great, with the system of the Antichrist. This is the stock market. How many people, when people ask me as a Christian, when I went into the stock market years ago, the Lord told me, no, my son, get out. No, I don't want you doing that. And I was still like, Lord, but, you know, Lord, I have learned how to invest. And the Lord says no to me. And then the Lord to help me because he is our helper. He is our helper. Hallelujah. He is our refuge. We can always depend on him. Hallelujah. The Lord took me in the spirit to the stock market in New York City where all those walls are closed. I've seen it so many times. It's always sealed. No one can see inside or out, my brother and sister. Out you can see, but not inside. And he took me in there, and I saw a demon over 20 feet tall, around 20 feet tall, running the computers and the stuff. I was shocked. The Lord wanted me to see. You see that is evil, my brother and sister. Our government went with these Nephtali and fallen one, evil ones, with these demons. They've been with them for many, many years. Because it is the system of the beast. Of course they have to be involved in our system. Because it is the system of the beast. It's Babylon, the fallen Babylon. Fallen comes when God threw Satan in hell. Hell is a place called fallen. That means that the system here is tied with hell. It's one with hell, my brother and sister. That's why the bassinet gets to be removed and gets to take into hell because there is one system. Okay? It is a covenant with death that they're making, my brother and sister. And of course, God is in control. But if anyone chooses to be in the system of Babylon and God calls them to repent and they refuse, God will allow this to happen to their lives. When Jesus took me to hell, before he put me there inside hell, through the door in hell, he told me very clear, it's out of their own choice that they're making this decision. Making it clear to me that they are the one choosing to do so. Okay? The devil's not making them. God is not making them do so. They're making this out of their own choosing, my brother and sister, out of their own will. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My brother and sister, this is the system, and this is what's happening in the system. Then I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you don't take part. He is the part. He is the part that God is referring to. The people are taking part. And my brother and sister, they're taking part in everything that has to do with the system of Babylon. And they're responsible now for her sin. And they're also taking part in her judgment. My brother and sister, God will deliver us when earthquakes, tsunami, lightning, and storm comes. He will deliver his people. He will keep us, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. We were hearing a testimony from Texas when they had that last snowstorm that they were stranded for weeks at this woman to pray and pray for God to keep her house and for her power not to go out. And God did exactly as she prayed. She just prayed. It was terrible for other people, but not for her, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. She reminded God that she was her servant and for God to keep her, and he did. My brother and sister, while other people were freezing cold, she was not, because she trusted in the Lord. That's exactly what's going to happen, my brother and sister, when, hallelujah, these judgments that are coming on the earth comes. God's people who are trusting in him are going to be delivered, are going to be protected. God is going to keep them that trust in him. But the rest of the world, the rest of the people that have become part of the system of Babylon, they are going to experience judgment like they have not experienced before. Now, that's not the will of God for them. But God's been calling them to repentance. They have refused to listen to God. And now God is going to allow the judgment to hit their homes, my brother and sister, as he's allowing the coronavirus to visit them and for them to be vaccinated also. Why is he not stopping the doctor when they go there to inject the vaccine in their body? God can do so. He's in control. It's because they have not been obedient to the Lord. They're not repenting. They're not seeking him as they should. My brother and sister, it's very important. We're living in dangerous days. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Come out of her, my people, so you don't take part in her sin. How many people did not believe you can take part in someone's sins? I came on the Lord's hour in 2012, and I told people that we need to be careful that even in church we don't take part in other people's sin. A lot of people, wait a minute, what is that? I never heard that before. My brother and sister, it's like a few weeks ago, a pastor called me on the phone. He was able to get my number and said, Brother Elvie, hallelujah. We started talking about the vaccine. And he tells me on the telephone that he's looking forward to getting the vaccine, he said. Because he says, once we get the vaccine, he says, oh, man, we're going to go ahead and once we get the vaccine and all these people get vaccinated, we're going to go out and evangelize them. He didn't know that for one reason God allowed him to find my number. For one reason God allowed him to call me. And it was to tell him what God had told me. Exactly what God just has told me a few weeks ago. That those that will take the vaccine will not be part of his kingdom. My brother and sister, hallelujah to me, very happy that with though by seeing he was going to do great, he was going to evangelize so many people and go reach out to so many souls. And he spoke for 20 minutes about, so happy and joyful. And when he allowed me to speak, and I said, can I share something that God spoke to me? And then he was quiet. And then I began to tell him how God told me that those that would take the vaccine will not be part of his kingdom. Not one word came out of his mouth anymore. Not one word. He got in so saddened on the telephone, my brother and sister, that not one word wanted to come out of his mouth anymore. My brother and sister, a lot of people do not want to hear the truth. They want to hear anything from out there, but not the truth from God. My brothers, this is what makes us, what made God sad about his people. Because when he sent his messenger, that's Matthew 22, to invite them to the wedding, to put off everything and prepare to come to his wedding. When the servant went out to put out the word, his people will not come. They were too busy at work. They were too busy doing the things they love, they like. And then they send a messenger again, and people were even angrier. My brother and sister, then the Lord said, all right, go and bring whoever you can find on the road. The Bible, just bring them. My brother and sister, the Lord was wrought. The king was wrought. He was angry, like he is today. He's angry, my brother and sister, because he had called so many billions of people to come to him and repent and serve him. And they had heard the message that Jesus is the only Savior, that he is the only life, the only truth, the only life, the only way. And they have ignored the message because they want to go on and doing their own thing, my brother and sister. And then the king, the Bible said, came and destroyed their city. That's the judgment appointed that is around the corner or closer now. My brother and sister, it's around the corner. My brother and sister, the Lord Jesus took me until the end of the 7-year Great Tribulation. When he took me there, I could tell it was the Great Tribulation right away. Been there so many times, taken there by the Lord. When I looked at the cloud on the earth in the Great Tribulation, it was a bit dark. Shalom, Sister Renee. But there was all these evil, wicked birds flying in the cloud of the earth. I would say hundreds, maybe thousands of them, my brother and sister. Because I have read Revelation 18 in this past week, and I was so aware when he talked about these birds, my brother and sister. In Revelation 18, verse 2, he says, Babylon, Babylon the Great is falling. She has become the home for demon, lair of unclean spirit. She is the lair of unclean bird. I began to see all these unclean birds in the Great Tribulation flying in the, my brother and sister. But the last thing I imagined, that those unclean, ugly birds that I was watching in the Great Tribulation flying, were actually human, my brother and sister, that have been turned into those birds. Human that's been vaccinated, that when the Great Tribulation began, they were not only changing to werewolf or zombie or other like, they would change into those ugly, unclean birds. My brother and sister, the Lord Jesus spoke to me so clear about this bird, about this change. Because my understanding, as I saw before, was that they would be changing to werewolf or zombie, but not the bird. I don't remember seeing the bird before. I probably saw it, but I didn't pay much attention to them. But one thing Jesus spoke to me very clear. She had become the home for demons. Many will look like demons. Hallelujah. All these changes of all of these, my brother and sister, they're demon. But they are going to look to you to unclean spirit. Some are going to look like unclean spirit, my brother and sister. And one thing I like about Jesus is, whenever he reveals you something that is so amazing that you can say, wow, I didn't know that, Lord. And then especially when he showed you in his word, not only that he showed me that these birds flying were human that had turned into these ugly, looking like these dinosaur, my brother and sister. They have a name. I looked up, my brother and sister, flying dinosaur. And I was able to find the name of them. I believe some I call Rohanaves, but no, these are I'm looking up the different name, my brother and sister, because we couldn't agree. Pterodactyl, I think, is one of them that I can, I'll post the link in the chat room for people to see, my brother and sister. Okay? This is how they look, but these look cute because they, the one I'm showing you right now look kind of reddish. They have a color. The one I saw, they were dark. You can tell it was demonic. It was demon. Okay? It was demon. They have turned into these bird, flying bird, looking like dinosaur or pterodactyl or pterodactyl. Pterodon. Once he said pterodon, the dinosaur, yeah. A pterodon, my brother and sister. Okay? They're ugly. Ugly, ugly creature. And they fly, my brother and sister. And the Lord is so incredible because I'm looking at them and they are flying. And I saw this young lady in front of me, my brother and sister. And she was looking after the cloud, but she was praying for someone. And one of them was stalking her, was looking straight at her like an eagle when it's looking at its prey or a hawk. And it's ready to go down and grab this prey, my brother and sister, quickly. And this bird, ugly bird, like other bird, but the other bird was like higher. This one is specifically was looking at her, stalking her, ready to go, come down and eat her. And I was fully aware from the Lord that they are great eat meter. They eat meat constantly, my brother and sister. They're killers, okay? They'll kill any human who have not changed, they're looking to eat them. It's like any other animal, too, my brother and sister. Okay? But one thing that the Lord let me know as I was coming down to grab this young lady was, as he was coming down with his nail, his leg to grab this young lady, he was coming down fast. At that very moment, as he was getting close to her, the 7-year great tribulation fulfillment came to pass. And I saw when Jesus took this bird, and from a bird, he changed him into this 20-plus-year young lady. My brother and sister, hallelujah. When her sister saw her, it was actually her sister that had taken her by sin and had been changed into this ugly demon. I don't know if the Johnson & Johnson is going to do this or the fight for the Moderna. But I'm going to tell you something I'm already seeing in all this. Each vaccine has ingredient to change people into different things, my brother and sister. This is my understanding for what I'm seeing now, my brother and sister. Each vaccine are completely different. They have different ingredients. And whether they change a person into a wolf or a beast or a spirit-like or this bird, it don't matter. It's still demonic. It's still evil, my brother and sister. And so I saw when the Lord changed her back, the transformation, it was like in slow motion for me to see right in front of me and change her from this ugly bird into the human. And her sister said, "Sister, I have prayed so much for you," she says, and grabbed her and gave her a hug. I saw when Jesus put back like he did with King Nebuchadnezzar. Pull back her understanding. Remember that when King Nebuchadnezzar was changed, was also his human understanding was removed from him. And now he was like an animal. Okay? He was like a beast. Okay? No thinking, no logic. I'm meeting a baby or I'm killing this person. No. No logic. They want me. They go for me. They kill whoever they can. Okay? And I saw when the Lord pulled back her understanding as she changed into a human. And she looked at her sister and recognized her sister. Sister came and hugged her. "Oh, sister, oh, you don't know how much I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you nonstop, non-ceasing, my sister," she said. And they were hugging and they were crying. This sister that was an evil bird that was eating me for these 7 years, my brother and sister, that now the Lord has changed her back, was repenting. And I heard when she said, like King Nebuchadnezzar, "I thank God He is so merciful. He is so good. Oh, my God. Thank you for preserving my sister, for keeping my sister. The sister were praising God. They were praising God together. At that very moment, that would change back my brother and sister into a human. She was praising God. She was thanking God for the opportunity now to be a human again. She realized the mistake of being bastinated. My brother and sister changing into the beast. She's now was expressing it with her own mouth how grateful she was, how good God is, because God is the only one that can preserve these things. Because many, they will look to kill them. But if you pray for them, if you pray and pray and pray like she prayed for her sister, for your vaccinated family, God in heaven who is merciful, who mercy endureth forever, he would have mercy. Jesus was have mercy. He would say, Father, have mercy. Great are thy mercy, O Father, have mercy, Father. Look, Father, your daughter, your son, they're praying nonstop for the family. Please preserve them from being killed as they have changed into beasts, as they have changed into animals. Please preserve them. Please keep them. Please have mercy on them, Father. Have mercy, Father. Please, Father, save them. Deliver them from the sword, from the evil. Oh, God Almighty. Oh, it touched my heart so much to see her thanking God for seeing them both, thanking God for his mercy, thanking the Lord for saving her sister and keeping her sister, that yes, her sister made the mistake to take the vaccine. And yes, now when the great tribulation began, yes, he was changed into an animal, into this ugly flying beast. But God in heaven, I heard her daily prayer, her constant prayer for her sister. And she prayed and prayed nonstop for God to deliver her sister, for God to change her back, for God to save her, for God to deliver her from the evil one. Oh, Jesus is in control. Father God is in control. This is one thing that we need to know. Yes, it's going to be horrible in the great tribulation, but God is in control in heaven. He's saying his throne. And as we pray and intercede for our family, for them to be saved, for them to be preserved, he will preserve their soul. He will preserve them to be saved. My brother and sister, oh, my Lord, oh, my God, hallelujah. He turned her back. He turned her soul back to that body, my brother and sister, because her soul, yes, was in hell. But at the same time that he turned her body back into human, he put the soul back and gave her back her understanding and knowledge. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Yes, it's going to take a lot of prayer. As the Bible says, pray without ceasing. This is what's going to take for us to pray, for us to intercede for our family to be saved. Yes, they're going to be changed. Yes. There is no question about that. God will not be mocked, is what it says. What they have done, my brother and sister, hallelujah, it's terrible. Hallelujah, Daniel 4:13 says, in my mind, as I laid in my bed, I saw another vision of the Holy One that came down from heaven. He proclaimed loudly, cut down the tree and shear off its branches, strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit, and the creature flee from the shelter, and the bird take life, fly from the branches, but leave the deepest root on the earth, bounded with iron and bronze and field grass, the dew from heaven and to wash it, and it must live with the animal of the earth for generation. and a human mind to be changed. This is what Jesus showed me, how he gave back this young lady in her 20s, her mind, my brother and sister. Not only that he changed her body back from the horrible animal, bird, eating meat, but he gave her back her mind, my brother and sister. It was beautiful to see. Praise you, Lord. And then when we give him the mind of an animal, 7 period time will pass over it. These are 7 years. If you want to know when they are changed, one right when the Great Tribulation began, how long would they be like a beast or a flying bird or like a zombie? 7 years. No less and no more. I saw when the 7 years were fulfilled. And the Lord changed this flying bird, ugly bird, unclean bird, into this human back as it was before it was vaccinated. My brother and sister, this by seeing, I tell you, it's evil. People take it lightly. They take the message lightly. Don't take it lightly. This is your life. It is your life. It is your life. My brother and sister, don't take it lightly, please. This is life or death. Verse 17, and the sentence by the watch of the creed. This decision is by the Holy Word. Hallelujah, the Holy One Word. This comes from God. This word doesn't come from man. It comes from God. If it comes from man, it will not come to pass. You can be sure that if God had not spoken it, it's not going to happen. But because God has spoken it, and has shown what he did to King Nebuchadnezzar, and the same he's going to do to the vaccinated, it's going to come to pass. My brother and sister, hallelujah. So all who live might know that the Most High dominate human kingship. You hear this? It's for everyone to know that God dominate, that God is in control. The God is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That he is the one that has to say so. And what he says come to pass. That the human word will fall to the ground, but not God's word. That we can trust in his word always. And know that he's in control. That the Most High giveth kingship to anyone he wants. And he says over, set over and lower the people. Yes, they're going to look horrible like animal, like beasts. But it's the way God is going to lower them to their knees. My brother and sister. Okay? My brother and sister is terrible. And this is the dream that I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have. So now, Belshazzar, tell me the meaning. Because of the sayings of my kingdom. We are unable to interpret it for me, for you are able to do it, because the breath of the Holy Ghost is in you. Yes, my brother and sister. And verse 28 says, all that happened to King Nebuchadnezzar, 12 months later. I'm still don't understand or don't know what the 12 months later means. Because I know some word comes to pass in 12 months. But why 12 months now? And I tell you something that Jesus also showed me for the days to come. I saw, my brother and sister, hallelujah, the economy is going to fall not far from now. Judgment, yes, is going to hit the land, but the economy is going to fall. Food prices are going to go through the cloud. I told you that next year begins 7 years of, hallelujah, a famine. 7 years of famine begin next year. And it's not going to be pretty for the world. This famine is going to bring a lot of people underneath. But it's also going to leave a lot of people hungry. This famine is not like before. This is a prophetic famine. This is a famine of concern that is coming. A lot of people are praying for Donald Trump to come back, and I hope in the Lord he brings him back soon. You want him to be in office when this famine began, because God will give him his strategies and plan to help other people. Because Biden has broken the nation's economy, my brother and sister, and put all the money of the taxpayer into the wicked hand, into the elite hand. All the $12 trillion he approved, he gave it to them. Now listen, my brother and sister, we went this week to Sam Club. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a bag of rice for 40 pounds, I believe 40 or 50 pounds was $17. Long grain rice. The Lord showed me how soon it's going to be. $530. How many times has the Lord spoken to Sister Barbara and say for people to store up on food? My brother and sister. How many times has he raised in our Sister Barbara and Brother Dan and tell them my people to storage food? My brother and sister. That bag that is $17 this week, very soon the Lord showed me, is going to be $530. If you have no rice saved up, you need to run and buy some and bucket and save it. Okay? Now, listen. As I was there, because I went up north to help some of my brothers and sisters, family in the Lord, in the church, because they contacted us, and the Lord has spoken to me about this, that I will have to go up north and help some of the people, my brother and sister, because they had no food. They had gone weeks, about 3 weeks without no food to eat and no money. Because they are going to, I know this for years and I share it on the Lord's Hour, they're going to take people's Social Security check, SSI check. Most every check and assistance that people are receiving is going to disappear very soon. Disappear. Millions of people are going to have no money and no way to buy food. And food price is going to go through the cloud, my brother and sister. Okay? 1 pound of meat, I saw it. 1 pound of meat, of beef, $137. Okay? Now, will you be able to eat meat every day? My brother and sister, $137 a pound of meat. And one person maybe will eat one or two or three normally. But 1 pound is $137. My brother and sister, okay? This is not far from now. This is close. Not far. I tell you, this is not far. This is why the Lord keeps saying to Sister Barbara, storage and food, storage and food, storage and food, my people. Because this is closer than what people think. They're seeing this maybe years ahead. They forget that next year, as God has said, as his word says, a 7 years famine begins. It begins, my brother and sister. And the sign for the stock market falling are already there. Already coming out with the report for the next year. The economy is going to fall, they are saying. I don't go by what they're saying. I go by what the Lord is saying. It's going to fall soon, my brother and sister. Full price is going to go through the cloud. Imagine clothing and the rest, okay? You can see already what they're doing of the cost of California in other states. The elite are blocking the delivery, and they don't even care that some state wants those delivery. They are saying, no, let it go bad. They're dropping food in the sea. There is a purpose and a plan of this. According to them, it's coming contaminated maybe from China. They're creating a problem with China that was never there. Never. The president of China said, I'm not planning to go to war with nobody. The president of China said he is not planning to go to war with the United States or nobody. And these people are provoking him. my brother and sister. Okay? The famine sign, I believe by the end of December, people will get a better understanding what I'm talking about. Or maybe by January or February of next year, people will get a better idea when things begin to climb and rise and everything begin to go up. Right now, people don't understand how things are going to change next year quickly, and it will get out of control quickly. My brother and sister, this is very important. $530, and when I was there that week, it was already $540. I was surprised. A bag of rice. My brother and sister, as we were donating rice at that price, $540, someone was asking me for a pound of meat, a beef, and I was saying no to this person because it was asking for me, and I said, no, you get to have rice and beans, that's it. We're not going to give away meat because the money needs to distribute equally to the people. Okay, my brother and sister, it's going to get bad. My brother and sister. And so we, God's people, need to trust in the Lord and commit our life to him more than ever. Save as much as you can. We're already in the border of 2022. We're too close to it. And the signs are already showing, my brother and sister, how bad next year is going to be. And the following year worse. And the following year worse. And the following year worse. My brother and sister, that's how it's going to be starting next year. I saw it and I was shocked. And you wonder, what are people going to do? There's nothing they can do. It's what they live now, what they have their house and they're staying there, whatever they are. This is going to be a worldwide situation. That's why trusting the Lord is the best thing you and I can do. God will provide to us one way or another. He will make a way where there seems no way. As he told his disciple, when the 5,000 people were there hungry, hallelujah, feed them, he told his disciple. As the church of God was supposed to feed the hungry, our lack of faith is what's holding us back, my brother and sister. But we will pray. We will get together. We'll pray. We will ask. And I'm sure the Lord will provide us food. I'm sure we will have empty pot that we will pray and the food will appear. It will have to be miraculous, my brother and sister. Miracle will have to be happening among us every day. Okay? Every day this miracle will have to be happening, my brother and sister. Because, hallelujah, it's difficult. It is difficult. It's going to get harder for the people. Hallelujah. And all this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. 12 months later, he was walking in the roof of his royal palace in Babylon. Okay? Notice how, why is King Nebuchadnezzar, because this came to me, why was he used an example? Because he was the king of Babylon. Babylon the Great is fallen. As he is one of the first king of Babylon. And so he is a representation of Satan. King Nebuchadnezzar represents the devil. The only thing is that he's not the devil. But the king of Babylon is the devil in reality. The Antichrist is the devil. So the king of Babylon is Satan, my brother and sister. So it came to me, to my understanding, I said, wow. Okay, why is he being used as an example? Because God is going to punish the wicked. That's why. And so he being the king of Babylon, the great, or Babylon, he needs to be put as an example. In his pride, he thought he was better than everyone. That's the pride of the devil. He thinking he's better than anyone. And there's no one like him. That's pride. This is how King Nebuchadnezzar was thinking while walking in his palace, in his pride. He thought he was better than everybody. Instead of humbling himself when he received the word from the message of God, Daniel, and repent, turn from his wicked ways. Forget about that. I'll keep on with my life. And 12 months after, I hope that 12 months after this message, people don't begin to turn into beasts, because the Lord spoke to me about signs that are coming for people to change. He didn't give me much information about it, but there are signs coming in the cloud of people changing soon. And when he said soon, when he let me know this is about to come, this is like the second time he mentioned this to me in regard about people changing the season. We're coming into the season, he says. You're coming into the season. Again, I said I will do a Bible study about the season. We're going to study the season. I'm going to ask the Lord to reveal me about the season, the things that I don't know and don't understand much, so I can bring it. Maybe this Tuesday, maybe. We need to talk about the season, because the Pharisee and scribe did not understand about the season. And one thing that the Lord did help me understand was about the season, that because Jesus was there, everything changes, because he changes everything. The Pharisee did not understand that. Okay? They did not understand, because they had lived their life without God. And when Jesus came representing God and walking the word of God, the commandment, they didn't like it, how Jesus was preaching. Because he was preaching about having a relationship with God. And they were preaching religion, my brother and sister, religious religion. They were preaching like Babylon. And Jesus was telling his disciples not to do what the Pharisees do. Do as they say, but not as they do, because they read the commandment in the synagogue, my brother and sister. But it's horrible what they have done, that the Pharisees have done, my brothers, the system has done, so we can understand better, have contaminated so many people not to have a relationship with God, but to be religious, just to go to church and that's it. And think that because you go to church, you're safe. And that you have no obligation to be repenting and seeking the Lord daily and repenting daily. A lot of people still believe that, if you go to church, you're fine. God, the Lord will take you. What about your relationship with him? One thing is for you to go to church, and another thing is for you to have a relationship with God and be in repentance daily. My brother and sister, it's a misunderstanding. The Pharisee was teaching that to the people. And when the Lord came, they didn't agree with him, because where was the congregation of Jesus? His congregation was in the highway, in the byway, on the street of Jerusalem, and everywhere he went with his disciple. Wherever he gathered with his disciple, that was the service to God. The Pharisee didn't like that. The Pharisee wanted him to come to the temple and submit to the priest. And it wasn't that he wasn't breaking his own, hallelujah, the house of God's rule or law or commandment. Is that relationship is more important. Mercy triumphs over judgment. This is why praying for your family has been vaccinated is so important. Because no matter the decree that has been decreed from the Most High, for them to be changed into a beast, yes, it's going to happen. But you keep praying, and mercy will triumph over the judgment that have been declared over their lives. They're going to be safe. God will change them back. God will protect them from them being killed as they're flying around or running around as a werewolf. If you're praying for them, God is going to save them. And don't think that because you go to heaven, you cannot pray for them. No, you can pray for them in heaven. Yes, you can. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Then the king declared that isn't this Babylon, the magnificent city that I have built as the royal house by my own mighty strength and for my own majesty of glory. This is how Satan feels about everything he has done on the earth or during the generation. He feels so prideful. He feels so proud. King Nebuchadnezzar, a type of the devil, he felt so proud. As I tell people, we don't feel proud. We feel humble. We're supposed to feel humility, not pride. Pride is not the devil, my brother and sister. It's humility. that's supposed to be in our heart, not pride. And he felt so pride, so prideful about what he have accomplished, not thanking God for none of it, but thinking of his own glory. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. And God to show us an example how he's going to punish the prideful. This word haven't even been left the king's mouth when our voice came from heaven. Notice how the word, the Bible said, had not left his mouth. He was still speaking about his pride. So offensive, my brother and sister. And the thing is that nothing from heaven is ignored. Even our word counts. My Lord, my God. Are now, you King Nebuchadnezzar are now informed. The kingship is taken away from you. See, God doesn't do anything without revealing it through his servant, the prophet, first. It's very clear in his words. He doesn't do anything before revealing it through his servant, the prophet. He revealed it through Daniel to the king 12 months ago that the consequence of his sin was going to cut up to him and he will be turned into a beast. The consequence of the vaccinated is not just because they're vaccinated. It's because they have ignored God speaking to their lives. And like the vaccination puts a period on what they have done over their lives. Like King Nebuchadnezzar. My brother and sister, you will be driven away from the human. You know how people enjoy life and go on vacation every year? Go fishing, they go hunting, they travel. They travel for different countries and all that, and they say they enjoy life so much. Even that, those little things are going to be taken away by God from their lives. My brother and sister, even those little things that people enjoy every year, vacation, no more vacation when the Great Tribulation begins, that is about to begin. You will be driven away from human. Other human, you will live with wild animal. This is what I saw the morning before last morning in the end of the Great Tribulation. Whoever was changed was with the animals. My brother and sister, no more vacation. No more vacation. You will be driven away from human. You will live with animal. You will eat grass like cattle. 7 period of time will pass over you until you are knowledge. You know what that means, that you are knowledge? You are made humble. You are made low. God's going to humble you one way or another. Because all tongues will confess that Jesus is Lord for the glory of God. All knees will bow. And God will make sure that it happened. And these people that think, well, I don't want to be religious. I don't want to go to church. Why do I need to go to church? Why do I, believe that through Jesus is the only way? I want to believe that they are the way. You know why? God says, no, enough. That nonsense and foolishness, the time for that is over. Over. You'll either humble yourself now or I'll humble you. Okay? Until you acknowledge that the Most High dominate over human kinship, giving it to everyone he wants, humanity have no choice. They either humble themselves now to God and serve him now. If they refuse to, God's going to humble them. They're not going to like the way they're going to be humble, because they're going to be turned into beasts. And they're going to have to eat grass like the beasts of the field. My brother and sister, people make fun of animals eating grass. They're going to be as low as those animals also, eating grass. My brother and sister, just like that, he's going to do it. Nebuchadnezzar's sentence was immediately carried out. When God gives an order, when God says so, He has the last word. My brother and sister, he's almighty. He is almighty. This is why to the vaccinated, it has been decreed. No going back. One thing the Lord said, if they can take that other vaccine that will take the effect of this vaccine and repent. But how many people are going to do that? Oh, man. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar sent them with humility carry out. My brother and sister, he was driven away from the human being and ate grass like cattle. The dew from heaven washed his body until he grew hair like an eagle, feather like claw like a bird. My brother and sister, he looked like a bird, was a terrible, terrible beast. My brother and sister, I saw what my brother-in-law was changing in the kitchen. Terrible werewolf. And I know that I said some werewolf look cute in the way the shape looked, the grayish and all that. But they're terrible. They're ugly beasts. My brother and sister. These flying birds like dinosaurs we saw, pterodactyl, these look pretty compared to the one I saw. They're demonic. They're horrible beasts, horrible animals, flying. I said to my wife, well, finally people get the... Those that are not going home in the rapture get to fly like birds. Some people dream of flying. Well, there you go. The dream are going to come to pass in the Great Tribulation. They'll be flying for 7 years. Is that pleasing people? Ugly animal, yes, they're going to be. Hallelujah. But here's the part that we have to share, Nebuchadnezzar restored. At the end of the time, when I saw that, Jesus showed me that at the end of the Great Tribulation, 7 years. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Oh, it was so beautiful to see that. His mercy endure forever. The end of the time, Nebuchadnezzar, raise my eyes to heaven. Oh, thank you, Lord. My reason returned to me. Oh, I saw this. And I praised the Most High. And I worship and glorify the one who lives forever, because his rule is everlasting. His kingdom is for all time. Oh, he began to praise the Lord as he turned him back from a beast, my brother and sister. Please pray for your family. Let it be your brother, your mother. Whoever in your family has been vaccinated, please pray. Please intercede for them as much as you can. Pray fast that God will deliver them from being killed in the Great Tribulation. That whatever they're going to change to, my brother and sister. I'm sure the Lord will reveal to someone how all these different vaccines are going to change people into different beasts. I'm sure the Lord will give someone details about it. How the Pfizer will change people one way, the Moderna one way, the Johnson & Johnson one way, the Russian one way, the Chinese one way. And there are like three or four coming out in Canada that they're still working on them. When those come out, who knows how people are going to change. But everyone is going to change in different beasts, different animals. My brother and sister. And I'm sure that before we go home, we'll probably see it from heaven, them changing. We have to seek as what the witness, remember? We don't have to stay behind to see. Hallelujah. But we will see because we are witnesses. And the Lord said, we're going to be in that judgment day. He told me I'm going to be. How many times I said, I'll be fishing. And the Lord said, no, you're going to be there. He says, oh, my brother and sister, you can never say no to the Lord when he said you have to. And all the earth and the inhabitants are nothing in comparison. The Most High does whatever he wants with heaven forces and with heart of the inhabitants. No one can contain his power or say to him, what do you think you are doing? So that the moment my reason returned to me, my honor splendor came back to me from the glory of my kingdom, my princess wanted to be with me again. Not only was I reinstated over my kingdom, I received more power than ever before. Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, worship and magnify and glorify the King of heaven. And all his work are true. His power is justice. And he's able to humble all who walk in pride. The nations who are now repenting and seeking Jesus right now, that are taken to by sin, is because of the pride. Pride is the key that leads people to take the by sin. No one in humility walking with the Lord went and got the by sin. No one. Absolutely no one. The reason why they went and got vaccinated, thinking that they'll be protected from the coronavirus, is because of the pride. Okay? Pride comes before you are vaccinated. Pride comes before our fall. And when you take the by sin, you are fall. Remember that. Pride comes before a fall. They took the by sin because of pride, not trusting the Lord, my brother and sister. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Remember that. Okay? They didn't fear the Lord to go take it. Not at all. Verse 4, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, so you don't take part in her sin and don't receive any of her plague. Her sin have piled up on us high in heaven, and God have remembered her unjust act. Give her what she's given to others. Give her back twice as much of what she has done in the cup that she was poor. Pour her twice much. For the extent that she glorify herself and indulge her loose, extravagant way, get her pain of grief, my brother and sister. All this grief, all this pain comes on the vaccinated people in the Great Tribulation. Everything she experienced, they experience. They are she because they are one with her right now. One thing was revealed to me, that the vaccinated are making a covenant with death, with the Antichrist. They're one. When people are vaccinated, they become one with Babylon in a system. Everything that God decreed over Babylon comes over the vaccinated too. That's why God has said to come out of her so you don't take part in her sin. God will punish her for her sin. God will punish the vaccinated for the sin, just like her, my brother and sister. Very important. Very, very important. Let me go to Ezekiel. Thank you, Lord. 18. Praise you, Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Hallelujah. What do you mean by the proverb of you about the land of Israel? Where parents eat unrich grape, the children teeth suffer. Surely as I live, saith the Lord, no longer will you use this proverb in Israel. All lives are mine. The life of the parents and the life of the child belongs to me. Only the one who sins will die. Are you listening? A lot of people are saying, oh, what can happen with all these children that are vaccinated? If a child is being vaccinated and it dropped dead, it goes to heaven right away. But if the vaccine goes into the body and it doesn't kill the child right away, that's another different thing, my brother and sister. The life of the parents are mine, God says, as the life of the child belongs to me. Only, so you don't call God unjust, only the one who sinned gets to die, my brother and sister. There's so much we don't know and understand. Many die in the times of Noah and Lot, children, as many are dying today. But many were also saved, my brother and sister. God is not unjust at all, my brother and sister. Very clear in his word that all the lives are his. All the lives. Surely as I live, saith the Lord, no longer will you use this proverb in Israel. All lives are mine. The life of the parent, the life of the child belongs to me. Only the one that sinned will die. people declare innocence when they act justly and responsible. They don't eat under hell or give their attention to idol in the house of Israel. And I'm going to read this in the King James, because I'm reading from this translation. Okay, listen, my brother and sister, verse 3, as I live, says the Lord God, you should not have an occasion anymore to use this private in Israel. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Behold, all souls are mine, the souls of the Father, and this is the reason why, because it tells you the soul. Because remember, what happens when the people take them by sin, then can take the soul to hell, right? That's what we've been talking about for months. They gets to be allowed to take the soul to hell. Well, what did God say? God says, behold, all souls are mine. As the souls of the Father, also the souls of mine, or the sons of mine. The souls that sinneth, it shall die. Okay? So God's holding the soul here responsible for their sin. Okay? God for years told the parents not to let the children play evil games because they contaminate the soul. Whether they are 5, 6, 7, or 8, or 12, if they're always playing these wicked, evil games, killing in the games, it contaminates their soul. That is the reason, my brother and sister, the contamination of evil has been in the United States and the world rampage. Now, verse 5. But if a man be just and do which is lawful and right, and hath not eaten upon the mountain, neither hath lifted up his eyes to idol of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor wife, neither hath come near to murderous woman. My brother and sister, and a lot of couples believe that what happened in their private life, no one to tell them what to do. But God says, no, no. Even that you consider that, as he said, either have come near to mentor's woman, that's not private. God says, no, you don't do that. And I won't explain that, but you can read it and research it. Verse 7. And had not oppressed any, but had restored to the debtor his pledge. And this is what God had told us. Debtor is what you owe. You owe your house, you may owe your car, you may own a loan. You still need to repent to the Lord for that. Because whoever owes money is a slave to the debtor, the Bible says. Okay? And so we have to say I'm sorry to the Lord for owning anybody money, especially when you cannot repay it right away. Okay? My brother and sister. Okay? Thank you, Lord. And there's more than in the New Testament in regard to owing debtors, owing money to someone. So that can also be explained even more with more verses. I'm just giving it lightly for you to study. And have despoiled none with violence, stolen from people, have not given his bread, or have not given his bread to the hungry, have not given his bread to the hungry, and have covered the naked with garment. This is given to the poor. My brother, that's why giving to the poor, that's why it was told to me in heaven that if you don't give to the poor, you will not enter the kingdom. My brother and sister. And that also you can take in prayer. That's very important to know and understand. Giving to the poor. That's why I encourage people, let's work together. You support our ministry and I give to the poor, to the Lord, faithfully giving to the poor. So as you support us, we support them. So you're giving twice. You give to us, we give to them, and then you're giving twice. A lot of people have done it directly to them, okay? The Lord don't want you to do it that way. He wants you to do it this way. Why? Because that gives me the opportunity to pray for your income, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And that is also biblical. You can look it up. Verse 8. He that had not given forth upon usury, neither had taken any increase, that had withdrawn his hand from iniquity, that is acute true judgment between man and man. Okay, we're still reading. We'll keep reading. Okay? Look how God is setting it. Shalom, Sister Victory Writer. In such a way, my brother and sister, for us to be blessed, have walked in my statutes, have kept my judgment to deal truly. He is just. He should surely live, saith the Lord. If you practice all these things, say God, God is making a promise to you and I. Surely, he says, you will live. Okay? Very important. Surely you will live. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. This is a promise. Verse 10. He begat a son who was a robber, shedder of blood, and who doth like any one of these things. Okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, the man is just. Okay? God will prevent him from not taking up by sin. But then his son, my brother and sister, is doing wicked things. And that's not any of the house duty, but even eating upon the mountain and defying his neighbor's wife, have oppressed the poor and needy, have despoiled with violence, have not restored the pleasure, lifted up his eyes to idol, have committed, my brother and sister, an abomination. Okay? Now, remember that taking the by sin, it also coming under abomination, which is very important to understand. The abomination of Babylon the Great, when people take the by sin, they take part in her sin, the Bible said. So it becomes an abomination before God, my brother and sister. Okay? I'm explaining it. Verse 13. Had given forth upon usury, and has taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. Okay? People say, okay, yeah, he may live. But God said, he may not live. He had done all these abominations. He should surely die. His blood should be upon him, my brother and sister. Now, remember when the Lord Jesus took me to the wedding, okay, in which I saw Sister Erica in that wedding, my brother and sister, in which I share here on the Lord's Hour. I saw a few of you in that wedding, okay, of the Lord. Then the Lord brought me out of the door. I see the door was barely almost closed. I could not fit through the door, and the Lord asked Father, okay, to open the door, to let us go through, and he did. He allowed the Lord and I to come back. And then the Lord was walking with me, and the Lord was telling me to come back and tell his people, continue to give his people his message, his revelation and his word, he says to me. Because I was telling the Lord, Lord, I have given your people everything you have given me, Lord. And he still don't go back and give them my revelation to them. Give them my word as I give it to you. And that's exactly what I came forward to do, my brother and sister. Okay? Here's the thing. When the Lord gives us the word, it is for us to receive and for us to obey. And we say, well, I'm going to go get vaccinated because I don't agree with Brother Elvie. Your blood will be on you. If you heard it, one thing the Lord showed me about this friend of ours, Raphael, that when I went to New Jersey my last time, I told him face to face that God told me not to take this by sin. And he took it still. Brother, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No, it's just taking it by sin is what it's going to make them do that. Okay, someone's asking me a question. It's taking them by sin that's going to make them like a werewolf or a beast or an animal, my brother and sister. So when the Lord showed him to me in hell, his soul, he looked at me and he put down his head. And I told him in hell, I told you not to take them by sin. Put down his head. He said, yes, you did. Yes, you did, he said to me. And he walked away sad. They can't get out of hell anymore. They cannot. Get out of hell, because I told him face to face not to take him, my brother and sister. This is a sad part. When God sends you to tell someone something and they ignore you, or they think they know better than you, or whatever it is, but then they go do it. That's a great consequence for that. great consequence, my brothers and sisters. And that's really what came up of his own life, my brother and sister, because I told him so. We're in the last days. This now, I tell people, check with the Lord. Even when I give you a word, check with the Lord. Take it in prayer. Ask the Lord. Because he's speaking to a lot of his people that are walking close with him. Don't take the vaccine, my child. Okay? He's telling his closer people not to take the vaccine. Now, there was this guy on television that someone sent me the link that supposedly was telling people to take the vaccine. Now look at him that took the vaccine. Someone has sent me the link. He's been, I don't know if it's Daystar, one of the channels, he was telling people that God told him to tell the people to take the vaccine. Now look at him now. He doesn't even look human anymore. Consequence of taking the vaccine, my brother and sister. They're consequence for sin. There is consequence for sin. They take it lightly. Even when we say and people tell them, well, God told his brother not to take it, and they go take it. There is consequence for sin. Okay? There's consequence for sin. Now they can see. Okay? He got on television. He was very anointed. He was on television now. He looks all confused now. His eyes look like something else, and he's not the same anymore, my brother and sister. Okay? It's just a consequence of sin, my brother. Verse 14. Now, Lord, if he beggeth a son who sees all his father's sin, which he has done and considered and does not, hallelujah, do not like, and who had not eaten upon the mountain, neither had lifted up his eyes to idol or the house of Israel, had not defied his neighbor's wife, neither have oppressed. Now, look at this. Why did we read in Revelation 18 that you don't take part in her fornication? Fornication, which in the Hebrew is like adultery. They both go hand to hand. Fornication. And fornication is also worshiping other God. That's also fornication. Now, you don't take part, God says, in her fornication. Now, he says here that now they fire his neighbor's wife. By taking it, by seeing it, it's like being with the wrong woman, my brother and sister. It's incredible. It is incredible. The sins that come upon people that take the vaccine. All the sins of Babylon comes upon their lives. Do you see why the consequence will be that way? So you will have children turning into werewolf, beasts, flying things. Everything that the Lord told me here, Revelation 18, that described there, the Lord told me exactly like that. They will be changing. He says, she has become a home for demon, lair of every unclean spirit. People will see this, unclean spirit. She is a lair for every unclean bird. People will see bird like he showed me. Okay? Lair for unclean, disgusting beast, which has like werewolf. Disgusting. None of them are cute. None of them look pretty. They all look horrible. And you can tell right away when you see demonic. How does this person become the demonic? The demonic beings, creatures, spirit, beasts, unclean bird, my brother and sister. Scarecrow look ugly. A crow look ugly. But these look even uglier than those birds, black birds. They like to eat meat, my brother and sister. They're just horrible creatures. And this is how I saw, when I saw those creatures in the Great Tribulation this week, I stared at them because I wanted to get a better view of their how they look. They were a few hundred feet on the air, maybe less than 1,000 feet, I would say. They look horrible. And we have photos of dinosaurs and all kinds of animals. That they have color, they have this, they have that. They don't look so horrible. These that I saw, they're horrible. They're just horrible beings. Just as Revelation 18:2 says. Okay? My brother and sister, horrible beast, unclean spirit, okay? Lair for unclean bird, for unclean, disgusting beast. Okay? Because all the nations have fallen due to the wine of her lost passion. What is one thing that is saying? The Hannah comes to his neighbor's wife. Okay? My brothers and sisters, that we're reading there in Ezekiel 13, confirming Revelation 18. So same thing that God is saying us to do. But those that get baptized, they come under the same sin. And what did God say? She will surely die. Surely die. Surely will be turned into these horrible things. There's no way out for them. So if you know people that are not vaccinated, like I was telling someone today, don't take the vaccine. Don't tell them, do not take the vaccine. Especially if they are a Christian. If they want to argue with you, tell them to fast and pray and seek the Lord. Not to take the vaccine until they hear from the Lord. Because I'm sure 100% the Lord will say no. I am sure 100% that he will say no, because he knows exactly how Father feels about it. And he is one with God. And he will say, like he says to many people, my child, do not take that vaccine, because it will separate you from me. Surely, God is holy. God is righteous. God is pure. If you take the vaccine, it will separate you from God. Hallelujah. Very important, my brother and sister, that we know and understand. Now, this is a consequence for sin. Hallelujah. Consequence for sin. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So neither have oppressed, neither have withheld the pledge, neither have despoiled with violence. And look at one sin. Not giving when you should, like your tithes and offering, or given to the poor, how will hell the pledge. See, that all goes together, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. So, my brother and sister, and despoiled with violence, let me tell you something. Next year, 2022, just in case we're still around, I hope we're not. I really hope we're not. But just in case 2022 was still around, people for going hungry are going to turn violent. I already saw it. I already saw what's coming this year in America. Violence. This country is going to experience violence. And I say America, but the rest of the world will probably experience even more violence. Okay? When they see food prices going to the cloud, gas, where they cannot even get, heat up their home, Or go to work on the car because gas is so expensive, gasoline is so expensive. Things like that, you know. They were showing early in the news, some state gas price is $4.69 right now in the United States. $4.69. My brother and sister. Okay? In one of the states, I believe it's only one, $6.49. Already. The year's not over yet. It's not over yet. I'm talking about next year, the things that are coming. The year's not over yet. And one state already has gas prices, $6.49. It's on the news. I was like, wow. Man, the year's not over yet. I saw all this stuff on next year, higher, and just my brother and sister. How many are ready for this? None. None. My brother and sister, it's just things are going to change so quickly. Famine began 21, 22, the famine began. My brother and sister, 2022, it begins, it's going to be horrible. It's going to turn in ways, it's going to quickly go up in so many ways. Persecution, things are going to happen. We need to commit ourselves to the Lord like never before. My brother and sister, help me to pray that we will have a healing service before this year is over. We may need the Lord to come down and minister to us and prepare us for next year. For some reason, I was thinking the end of December. My brother and sister, I know a lot of people celebrate Christmas at the end of the year. Or we'll get together for Christmas. If we can do a healing service, and when I talk about healing, it's not just physical. emotional, spiritual. In so many ways, we need healing from the Lord. We need Jesus to come down, my brother and sister. So let's pray that in December, either by the end of December, we'll have a healing program here on the Lord's Hour. And my brother and sister, we will need to fast and pray a few weeks just and really ask the Lord to come down and minister to us, my brother and sister. Excuse me, because starting January, things are going to change so quickly. And some people, when they see sudden change like that, they really, they lose control. They lose their mind. No, we're going to pray for the Lord to come down, my brother and sister, minister to us before the new year begins. We really need to do so, my brother and sister. This is necessary. We got a new year coming, starting in a seven-year famine. My brother and sister, I hope we don't see much of it, because I already see all the way to 2029, and it's horrible. It is not pretty at all. Our nation is going through so much, okay? So definitely we'll continue to come, and the Lord Yahweh will mention this, and I'm going to get a confirmation from the Lord to come down and minister to us in the end of December. End of December. We need the Lord to do that for us, my brother and sister, because this is necessary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Very, very important that the Lord will come down and minister, because the new year, my brother and sister, people out there will be running like crazy. We need to trust in the Lord. Our eye needs to be fixed on Jesus. We need to continue to repent daily and focus on the Lord, my brother and sister, like never before. Because it's a year of a great testing, okay? Great testing. And I've been having vision. Besides that, the Lord given me, I've been having dreams and vision of things that are coming. And they're not pretty. I see a lot of people losing their mind, running like crazy and going after other people, looting for next year. I believe it's next year because I saw it very close. Everything I'm seeing this past days has been so close. So close. And God has been preparing us. Amen. He's been telling us of these things coming. He keeps telling us and warning us that they're coming to prepare. And so we need to be prepared, my brother and sister. Because next year we'll get the emotion of a lot of people. A lot of people have been depending on their check and Social Security, SSI. And God, we hope in the Lord they don't lose it next year. It don't begin next year. I know it's close, but if it is next year, my Lord, you're talking about over 100 million people. Okay? It's just, you know, the Lord said he'll provide to his. It is the rest of the people. But then the looting, the robbing, people robbing in the daylight. You imagine over 100 million people going hungry and people robbing in the daylight. It's not safe. It won't be safe for anyone, anywhere, when everything turns this way, you know? And the other part is the government coming out saying they have no finance. They have used everything they had. And people demanding from the governor. I saw this one next year. And this is the part that is concerning in regard to the people, that when they hear things like that, they go crazy. The health department, the mental health department in the United States, is over 100 million people. Having all these people up there with no money and no food, they'll go crazy robbing and killing people, my brother and sister. Okay? So we need to stay focused on the Lord. I was watching this new program, a series. It's called L.A. Brea. Let me see if I can put it in the chat room. L.A. Brea. And it begins, I saw the first episode, it begins with those animals, this hole in California that opened up, and these birds, like the one I saw coming out. Wow, it's like, whoa. Incredible. Incredible, my brother and sister. okay? It's just showing the things that are here already. My brother and sister, and I saw a line that someone has said that over 100 movie directors has been killed because their writer writes this dream that they're having. Then they put them into a movie or a series and they put them out. Government gets angry. They get these elite angry and then they end up they finding them dead everywhere. It's a reality of things that have been happening, my brother and sister. So, you know, these things are confirming the things that are happening. Verse 16 of Ezekiel, neither have oppressed any that have withheld the flesh, neither have despoiled by violence, but has given bread to the hungry and have covered the naked with his garment. Remember that this child, this young man, father, was wicked, did not keep the Lord's commandment. But the Lord says that he has repented. He has sought the Lord. Okay? Praise your Lord. Verse 17, who had taken off his hand from the poor, had not received usury, nor increased, nor execute my judgment, have walked in my statute, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. So he did everything that was right. He did not do what his father do. So you can see that even if your parents are being vaccinated, you can say no. You don't have to take the vaccine because your husband did, or your wife did, or your father did, or your mother did. No. Their sins is on them. Their sins should not be over your life. Because a lot of people say, oh, my mom took it, I'm going to take it. No, no. This child did not do what his father do. And God said he will live. He will live. Everyone needs to make their own choices. That's what that is in the last days. Make your own choice. Don't do what your parents are doing. My sister called me on the phone and telling me, she's a nurse. Why are you not vaccinated, she says. And I said, no. I got freedom of choice. I can choose. I don't want to take it. And then I told her the ingredients that are in these vaccines. Some of these vaccines, like Moderna, has aborted child embryo in it. I believe it was some of the cell. And the vaccine came from embryo, from aborted babies. It's an abomination. The things that some of these vaccines have in there. Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson just saying on the West Side that they are modifying the DNA. That's an abomination right there. That is an abomination, what they're doing. They're modifying people. And this is why their behavior, their thinking is changing. Even people that used to smile don't smile anymore after being vaccinated. And you think, what is being vaccinated has to do with people's emotion? It's even changing people's emotion because it's changing people's brain. The DNA is being modified. And these people that used to smile and laugh and be funny, they're not laughing. They're not funny anymore. And that is an emotion. Their emotion is being changed. Their thinking, psychological thinking is being changed. My brother and sister, just like the days of Noah. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, despoiled his brother by violence, there that which is not good amongst his people, lo, even shall die by his iniquity. God is holding responsible everyone for their action. That's what that is. That's why the Lord says to me before he put me in hell to see that people are taking the vaccine out of their own will. No one is taking the vaccine. Yes, the mandate now came into action now. Effectively January 3rd or 4th, my brother and sister. But still, if Biden put a weapon to your head for you to be vaccinated, you still have the right before God to say, no, no, I'm not going to take it. Because that is your right given to you by God. And no one can take the right, even if they put a bullet between your eyes. No, you say no. Because greater is he that is in you the heat that is in the world. If God has a plan for you to preach the gospel, be changed and transformed by his bride, as he's going to do soon, they're not going to be able to do that. Remember how many times that I got shot in the days to come that the Lord showed me after he changed and transformed my body, like 3 or 4 times, that it hurt me, that it caused anything to me? Nothing. The bullet will be nothing to us. The weapon will mean nothing to us once we are changed and transformed. And that is coming. That is soon. The weapon will be nothing. My brother and sister, nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah. God has a greater plan. They're not going to be able to stop God's people when they go out in God's power. He's going to show his power upon this earth through his people. My brother and sister, in the days to come, this is close because there's nothing left for him to depart his bride, and there's no time for the great tribulation to begin. So whatever God's going to do, he is going to do quickly in the days to come. People will find themselves changing, transformed sooner than what they expect, going out to do a ministry one last time. And when that short season finished, he should take his bride home, and that's the end of that story. Everything will be written in the newspaper internationally, and people can look it up on Google, search it, and read about it. That those that before they were raptured, they were changed, they were transformed, and they move around in the power of God, and no one could stop them, not even bullets or tank or nothing could stop them. My brother and sister, they move in the power of God. It all could be Google after the church is out. They can find all that information after the church is out. They will have picture. They will have video of evidence. Enough of them when the church is changed and transformed, because even the dead, the church is going to raise. God's going to raise through his people before he takes his people home. The Lord has shown me this. It's mighty, mighty power of God coming upon this earth. Verse 19. And yet say ye, why doth not the Son bear the iniquity of the Father? Why, when the Son that hath done that which is lawful and right, and hath kept all my statutes and hath done them, he will surely live. My brother and sister, this is awesome. He will surely live, and the soul that sinned shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous should be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked should be upon him. This is why we tell people not to take them by sin and repent. Because God is going to hold upon his people righteousness, the righteousness. He's going to change them, and they're going to be in a glorified body that no weapon can do anything to them. The wicked will be changed into beasts afterward, after the church is gone and the tribulation begin. Okay? The devil is imitating God. As God changes his people in glorified body, the devil wants to see his children changed into animals and beasts. It's an imitation. Father has Christ. The devil has the Antichrist. It's an imitation. It's always an imitation with the enemy and people, my brother and sister. There's going to be a display of the power of God on this earth before, my brother and sister, God has the last say-so. And the last say-so is a rapture. That is all great tribulation, my brother and sister, like this earth has not seen, like there never been before, Jesus said, and like it will never be again. There's going to be such a great tribulation. It is a fact that is in his word. Verse 21, but if the wicked will turn from all his sin that he had committed, that's repenting, and keep all my statutes, and know which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. There you go. There you go. So if someone don't take the by sin and begin to repent and begin to seek the Lord, even though they stay in the great tribulation, they will not die. They will not be turned into beasts. They will not be turned into animals. But the difficult thing is they're going to have to run for their lives. You see? Disobedience never pays off, my brother and sister. Sin never pays off. It just never pays off. There's always a consequence for it. The person doesn't take the by sin, repent, goes into the great tribulation in this sample. It's not turned into a wolf or a beast or anything, but it's running for his life. It lives a difficult life for 7 years. My brother and sister has to see the face of the Nephilim when they're released, and so much more. Has to see dead in Haiti walking on the earth. It's just horrible the way it's going to be, my brother and sister. So sin never pays off. Verse 22. All his transgression that he had committed, they should not be mentioned unto him, and his righteousness that he had done, he should live. There you go. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Praise to God. But then Revelation 13 says that the beast, the Antichrist, he get to kill them, my brother and sister, because, hallelujah, is the only way that they can be saved, to be beheaded, my brother and sister. That's why he will be allowed. Thank you, Lord, to kill them, my brother and sister. When the Antichrist comes to show himself in the scene of the world, Revelation 13, he does great sign to make the fire come down from heaven. My brother and sister, it's going to be terrible because this is a great deceit for the people. He made fire come down from heaven to the earth in the presence of the people. He deceived those who live on the earth by sign. And it was allowed for him to do in the presence of the beast. And told those who live on the earth to make an image for the beast who have been wounded by the sword and just come alive, my brother and sister, again. And it was allowed to give breath to the beast image so that the beast image will even speak and cause everyone who didn't worship the beast in the image to be put to death. Okay? Remember that the Bible tells us that they will elude them. They will elude them. How is it that he's allowed to put them to death? Because here's the thing. He gets to behead people. He gets to behead people during that time. During that time, he gets to behead people. Verse 33. I'm sorry, verse 16. And it forces everyone. And this is what Biden is doing, the mandate. The mandate is supposed to be for the Great Tribulation. Why is the mandate here now? Why is the mandate happening? Because the mandates of Biden is a sign, and the mandates in other countries like in Italy or France, it's a sign that the Great Tribulation is here practically. Okay? Here practically, my brother and sister. That's what it means. This great tribulation is so close that you can already see the mandate of Biden. You can already see another country, the mandate to be vaccinated or stay home. And people riding in another country like in France. Okay? That's what that means. That this is a sign, a shadow of the great tribulation, my brothers and sisters. So he mandate, he forces, which you see the foundation of the mandate, he forces small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to have a mark. This is why the by seeing the Lord told me it's the same as the mark of the beast, my brother and sister. Because he is forcing something, and that something is a mark. And the mark is an ID, an identification. Because when God marks his people on the forehead, what does that mean? It's an ID. It's an identification, my brother and sister. God separated the 144,000. He puts a mark on their forehead. He puts an identification for them not to be touched, be killed. So those that are receiving the mark on their hand or on the forehead, notice there's two places that when people are injected with the vaccine, that the vaccine immediately, I was watching the other nine, on how the vaccine works. And they were explaining that when the vaccine gets injected into your body through your hand, it runs through your hand or your nervous system, but it immediately goes to your brain. So the vaccine does this immediate work when it gets injected into the human body to work in the hand of the person and the brain. This bison specialist was explaining on YouTube, and I was there watching it, which confirmed the word of God, my brother and sister. This is why the Lord told me that the bison and the mark is the same, my brother and sister. Because the bison, according to the specialist, makes like his own home in the arm. It begins to work in the arm and the head right away. The head. And he was pointing to the forehead and saying how from here, the frontal cranial of the brain is what he saw with his equipment, that when people are injected with the bison, that's what he saw most of the work, like the inside, like the mark of the bison. He can see it through the special equipment that in the hand where the bison was injected and in the forehead, he could see the shadow clearly there. They are distinctly being able to see this through the special machine in the hand and in the forehead right away. And that, to me, gave me a new understanding on the bison, that this is why the Lord says it's the same. Because that's what John says, that the mark is on the right hand, on the forehead. When this bison is injected in the hand, it makes like a home in the hand, and it goes to the brain, and in the frontal part of your head, it makes like a shadow, both in your hand. And he was actually, when he was describing this, he was describing the right hand of the patient when the bison was injected. And his equipment, when he tested it, according to him, he was looking at the right hand and he was looking at the forehead. And instantly he could see the shadow in the right hand and he can see the shadow in the forehead. It's an identification, my brother and sister. This is what this bison is, an identification that when the people taste it, they belong to the beast and the beast system, my brother and sister. So this is why it says, hallelujah, it will not allow everyone to make a purchase or sell anything unless the person has the mark of the beast in the name of the number. So it makes it easier for them to make an application for society now that they're releasing. They're releasing new application now, especially a new one now, this coming year, that all they have to do is scan the person. If the person says been vaccinated now, and you go to your doctor, you know what they're going to do to you now? They're going to scan your right hand or your front, the front part of your forehead. And through that machine, it will tell the machine that you've been vaccinated just by scanning the front of your head and your right hand. The software that they're developing right now, that they're putting this information, when you go to let's say, the store, your business, your job, your doctor, and you've been vaccinated, a clear information will be in your right hand, clear information, and a clear information will be on your forehead, this specialist was saying. And to me, that cannot make more sense than how he was explaining it and what the Word of God says. It's a clear mark. It's a clear identification. And he is a specialist, and he works for the government. It will not be allowed anyone to make a purchase or sell anything unless a person has the mark of the beast and the name of the number of his name. The name of the beast is the name of Babylon the Great, the system of the Babylon the Great, the Babylonian system, my brother and sister. And that system is going to be revealed more clear next year. Biden and all the nations are working together, my brother and sister, on the new system that they're working, that they're planning to release next year, that all the nations, companies, enterprise, and businesses will be able to scan people on the forehead or on the right hand with the new system that they're coming out next year. And I thought that was very interesting, okay, because this specialist said it's so easy when you scan the forehead or the right hand. Because the mark inside, the shadow is right there. He says a shadow, like a mark. It's incredible. It's incredible how the Word of God is so accurate. And the name of the beast is the Babylonian system. Okay? The name of the beast is the Babylonian system, my brother and sister. And this goes for wisdom. Let the one who understands calculate the beast number. for this human being number, a number of 666 core. Now, look how it's a human being number. The number that they're working right now on the new Biden system that's going to be out next year, 2022, okay, has a long number. And the number, it is the number of the vaccine. The number of the vaccine is there. And the number and the identification of people's bank account, social security number and all that, okay, all those numbers will be in that new system that they will be able to scan people's forehead or right hand, according to this man. My brother and sister, I was stunned. Information that I come across, I'm just stunned because these are professors. These people are not even Christian. They don't talk about God. They don't talk about the Bible. But how the software that they're working is quickly coming out with all this information on the forehead and right hand. It's just tremendous when you hear them talking. Because these are people who are not focused on God, who had taken the vaccine, who are trusting everything the government is doing, who are working on the new system, and people who invest now in Bitcoin, when this new system, you have to be vaccinated. And all the banks already are signing up for the new system. Very soon, I don't say next year, but very soon, also, people who have money in their bank account will not be able to have it without being vaccinated because all that is being included in the new system. This is why we need to trust in the Lord to get us out of here, my brother and sister, because very soon we won't be able to buy or sell, work, or go shopping. We won't be able to go working outside of our house or go shopping outside of our house. Because every supermarket in the new system will have to ask you for your vaccine number before they sell your product. This is where Biden is moving. Now, I heard a word of this woman of God saying that God is going to do away with the Biden system that he is putting together. And I really hope he does. My brother, I really hope the Lord will destroy it. Okay? I didn't download the audio. I didn't download the audio. But I heard the word today, and I really hope the Lord will destroy this plan of the enemy, because this is no more plan than the enemy doing. This is the ministry of iniquity. This is the Antichrist doing. This is horrible. This is evil. This is definitely not of God. And we're the church of the Lord. We're not in the great tribulation. We should not be experiencing these things, my brother and sister. We should not. These things are for the great tribulation. We are not appointed to the great tribulation. We are not appointed to wrath, as the Bible says. We're not appointed to judgment. We should not be going through this. But it is also sure the lack of prayer that there is, the lack of intercession. Because if the church went being united praying for the nation, this would have never happened in this nation. This happened in our watch. And if the Lord one day when he takes us home say, why did you allow this to happen? We'll look at the Lord and say, what do you mean, Lord? And the Lord will look at all of us and say, why do you, my people in America or around the world, why did you allow this to happen to you? Why do you allow them to put in place the mandate? And you'll be like, but we're not the police. We're not in government, Lord. But and the Lord will say, if you would have asked me, if you would have prayed, if you would have fasted and come together and asked me to destroy this work of the devil, I would have destroyed it for you. It would have never come to place. They'll be like, what? My brother and sister, we have not been responsible before the Lord. We have not taken the authority the Lord has given to us as a church, and really pray. If we would have come together and rebuked the plan of the devil through Biden's, none of it would have come to place. None of it. None of it, my brother and sister. None of it would have come to place. Okay? This happened under our watch. The vaccine, we could have rebuked the vaccine. We could have rebuked it to be destroyed and come to nothing, and the Lord would have done so. because this is not for our time. This is for the great tribulation, and we are not in the great tribulation. This is only showing the lack of prayer, the lack of intercession before the Lord. My brother and sister, the lack of unity, the lack of agreement in prayer. My brother and sister, that we have not been responsible before the Lord. My brother and sister, okay? Because the church of the book of Acts pray. And what did God do? God shook the nation. My brother and sister, God shook the nation when they pray. God shook the earth when they pray. My brother and sister, when the children of Israel were coming through the wilderness, God destroyed every single nation from before them. The promise of God is that he was going to remove those nations from before them. Do you think you and I are less than they? Do you think God was more with them than he is with us? Or do you still think that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday that walked with the Jewish people and today that is walking with us and tomorrow who will be with us in the millennium? Do you think he's any less? Or do you think he's have any less power? My brother and sister, we have a lot to repent for. We need to repent for allowing this by singing under our watch. Because at least if it was in the time of the disciple that they will come up with this by thing, they would have rebuked it and they would have come to nothing, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. We have lacked many things as a church, as people of God. We have not taken responsibility for the things that are happening in our nation, my brother and sister. We have a lot of things to repent. And I hope the Lord doesn't call us on that day and say, come before me and call on into account for the things we have allowed and say, the reason why your family got vaccinated before the great tribulation, it was because you didn't pray. You didn't ask me not to allow them to do so. Or you didn't ask for the Bicene to be destroyed, for the Bicene not to be multiplied or increased, for Moderna, for Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson building to be burned down. You didn't ask me for that. Did you pray for me to burn down this building? No, you didn't. I have no record in my prayer record that you pray for those things. I have no record of it. You didn't even ask for the children not to be vaccinated. Did you ask me for that? Well, I have no record of it. That means you didn't. You were not responsible with what I've given you, with the power that I've given you. That I told you I have all power in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And I said, now I will give unto you and go. Evangelize them. Go. Nothing will stop you. And I'm going to remind you now. Thank you, Lord. What an awesome God we serve. My brother and sister, we have so much to answer for. And the Lord will call us to it. The Lord will say, why didn't you pray? Why didn't you ask? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go unto all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth in me baptized be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And the signs to follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devil, and they shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. You know that this by sin, what's behind this by sin, has been devils. No one has cast out. Are you listening? What's behind this by sin has been devil that no one has rebuked. My brother and sister, they're laughing and going around giving people the Bicene because no one who God's given the power to rebuke them in his name, the Lord given them the power to do so. No one has taken the time to rebuke this devil. Hallelujah. These signs will follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out devil. Ow! They were in our nation. They were in our land. They were in our building. What did the Lord say? Cast them out. Cast them out. They're in having fun walking up and down. No one is casting them out. They're still in. They're still enjoying everything. That you take up serpent, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Serpents, which is equal to demon. Hallelujah. Demonic. People tell this more literally. These are spiritual beings. Serpent. Remember, years ago I had a dream of this, and I shared it on the Lord's Hour, serpent coming to America. I said in my dream that the Lord showed me that serpent started entering into America. And this way America started changing, my brother and sister, so much. These are the serpent in charge of the Mycene, the demon, the fallen ones. They're in, and no one is casting them out. And the Lord's giving his people the power to cast them out. But they're still in enjoying the America dream by corrupting people and damaging people through the Mycene. Imagine the Lord calling us before him and saying, I've given you the power to rebuke them out. They will end your land. They will end your country. They will end your building. But you didn't rebuke them. You didn't cast them out. Man, are we going to put down our head and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not being responsible for what you've given us. Or I'm sorry for not taking it serious, Lord. What excuse are we going to give the Lord when he called us before him into an account? He says everyone will give an account, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. In Revelation, let me go there. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. According to how it works should be. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Behold, I come quickly, my reward is for me to give to everyone according to his work should be. Imagine if the Lord had to grade our work from F to A, or from all the way from A down to F. What he will give us? Will he give us a D or a C or a B? What do you think? If he tells us you could have rebuked them, you could have cast them out, and you're looking at the Lord. Hallelujah. As he says to me in heaven, my word is true. My word is power. His word is alive. Imagine that. Is the word true? And you say yes, then we were not responsible then. My brother and sister, we did not do what he told us to. Is it a lack of faith? Could be. Could also be the lack of repentance. My brother and sister, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they who that do his commandment. They that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter through the gate into the city. Imagine you see the tree of life and you're running to get a fruit from it. Let me go get a fruit from the tree of life. The Lord said, hold on, where do you think you're going? Do you do my commandment? Do you do everything I tell you to do? And they, you know, Lord, I was weak. Some people may say, we need to take responsibility. Hallelujah. Brother said, as long as I pass, I'll be happy. Amen. Even if you get a C, brother, with the Lord, it's just that we have no excuse to give the Lord. Because anything that we complain about, these that are fascinating people, and the Lord has given us the power to cast them out, and they're still in our nation, then we haven't used what he's given us. You see? Giving you the power to cast out devils, but these are the devil bringing the Mycene. Okay? These are the devil bringing in the Mycene. They're in, and the Lord said, cast them out. Giving you the power to cast them out. So what are we going to say to the Lord when the Lord said, why didn't you cast them out? Why did you let them into your nation? Why did you let them into this building, these homes, to bring the vaccine into your hospital? Well, you know, it's just we're responsible. My brother and sister before him, for everything we do. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Now, here is, for our side, our dogs and sorcerer, which are all the Babylonian system, sorcerer, whosemonger, murder, idolater, whosoever look and make it lie. Everything in relation to Babylon, they're supposed to be out. Okay? Out. Praise the Lord. Now, amen, brother. Pray in the spirit. We need to do that every day. For outside of the dog and the sorcerer, they need to be out. Cast them out, devil. The Lord says, there's sorcery in the vaccine. Black magic. And so much more. In the vaccine. I see someone sent me, a pastor sent me an information. Let me see if I can find it to share it. It's a lot of my information. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. No, I won't be able to. When I'm using one system, can I use the other one at the same time? But yeah, he says in the information, the vaccine has witchcraft in it. Witchcraft in the vaccine. And so much other thing. And that's why it's so harmful and so evil. Okay? And it's just evil what's in that vaccine. Thank you, Lord. My brother and sister. It was sent to my Skype, but I'm running Skype also. I won't be able to get it to put it on. Because if I do, I will disconnect myself. But all that stuff is in the vaccine. All that contamination is in the vaccine. And the Bible said they're outside. They should be outside, not inside. Okay? Praise the Lord. So in the spirit, verse 17, the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that are thirst come. And so whoever lay him, take of the water freely. Okay? My brother and sister. And some people might say, but brother, that's talking about the new city, the new Jerusalem. No. In your house, there's supposed to be no demon. Okay? Neither in your city or in your country, neither. Because God has given you the land to possess as your land. So if we go into the foundation of the land that God has given us, whatever our we step is ours, given to us by God, and we are responsible for it. When Father spoke to me about this nation, he says, your nation. Okay? He didn't say their nation. He said, your nation, God says. He's given to us the nation. If we rebuke these devil out, they'll be outside in the outer darkness. They can't come in and do this and that. But we, the church, have allowed this. This is a great responsibility. We're going to have to give an account for everything we've done. And if we have to sit for months and weeks and years of having given an account for all this, this is going to be a large sitting there. Give everyone giving an account. I had a dream what the Lord showed me. We were all sitting after the rapture, and we were all giving an account. And the redeemed and the day that the Lord had us asking us, the Lord was there asking us about our lives. And we were all sitting, and when someone was called to give an account, has to come forward. And right there in front of everyone, we were all giving an account for our lives, how we live, and what everything we did for the Lord. Wow. My brother and sister. And some people account. We were all sitting there, sister, brother. Everyone was coming forward to give an account for their own lives there. That's how it is. I believe the Bible calls it the tribune of the Lord, of Jesus. My brother and sister, I was surprised. And it looks like that was going to go on because it was a lot of us. A lot of us giving an account. And there was nothing there that you could keep hearing. You can keep hearing that you can say, well, I'm not going to talk about this. No, there was nothing like this. Whatever you were asked to give an account for, you had to speak about it openly. My brother and sister, openly. And no one can hide anything. And whatever we will ask, we will have to talk about it. Not openly. And that place, the light, was stronger like than 10 or 100 sun. A light that penetrate. It was penetrate all of us in there. Clear, clear, clear. You could see every face and everyone there. You could see if someone was really repenting and their garment was really white, if the blood was really changing them, cleansing them, if they were truly repenting. If a person came to be so holy down here, but it was not truly repenting there, you could see if it was not as it should. If he had a glory over you from God, because that's how you're walking on the earth with him. Nothing. You cannot hide anything up there. Everything gets to be revealed. Bible said everything is naked before his eyes. My brother and sister. Nothing can be hidden. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. For I testify unto every man that hear this word of the prophecy of this book. And any man shall add to these things, shall God show unto him the play that are written in the book, adding, my brother and sister, only God can add. We cannot. And so that's why when we will ask questions, we will be specific. Whatever specific the question was to, you know, you have to answer accordingly. And not what you choose to answer. It has to be the fact, the truth of the matter. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Because the price is great. If any man to take away from the word of the book of this, from the words of this book of this prophecy, God to take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city. And from the things which are written in it, two things that we are partaker of in heaven. We are partaker of the book of life, and we are partaker of the new Jerusalem. Each believer in Christ has a part, his name is in the book of life, and he has a part in the new Jerusalem, in the holy city. My brother and sister. And you may not understand how important this part is or how great this part is, but it's a great privilege to be given, my brother and sister. And only God can give that blessing. Through Christ, we're receiving that blessing. We're given that blessing. So it's important that everything we do now, it is done honestly. Sincerely, my brother and sister, confess our sin. No one should be telling us confess your sin anymore. We need to be doing that every day. We need to be repenting every day. We need to be confessing our sin every day. Everything that we do now has to be done in order to glorify our God, my brother and sister. Because God has an order for us in heaven. He has ordained our blessing to be in the book of life and to be in the holy city. Those are great blessings that only when you get there, you will understand fully. See, when you go to heaven, one thing is in heaven that you fully understand. On earth, everything is limited. Everything, that's why people question everything. But when you go to heaven, you don't question anymore. Then you fully understand. And everything is fully revealed to you. The knowledge of everything comes to you from God right away. In heaven, my brother and sister. And then when you understand and know everything that God says, how can you question? You understand. Question comes. The question I ask for those that don't understand are children when the leader says, why, Daddy? Why this, Daddy? Why that, Daddy? And they ask us, why? Because they're limiting their understanding. But we come to be an adult. It's totally different now. That's why surrendering our life to the Lord, committing our life to the Lord, is a must to us. And some people say, but no one is making you be repenting, brother. No one is making you do this. No, I do it because I understand now that my relationship is with the Lord. My commitment is with God. I owe everything I have to him. My brother and sister, my life is in his hand. There's no question whether should I do this or not. I have to do what he's telling me to do because I'm committed to him. Okay? And so we need to take responsibility for our action, for everything we do before him. You don't want to go to heaven and be calling into an account of something you did that you should have done that you didn't do, my brother and sister. If someone has hurt you one way or another, you still need to pray for the person. You can't say, I'm going to avoid this other person because a person hurt me or this, that. You have to take it before the Lord. Even if you're not, if you are avoiding the person, you take it in prayer before the Lord and fast and pray and ask the Lord to help you. Very important. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Asking the Lord for help is what he wants. This is something the Lord helped me to understand, my brother and sister, because I struggle with many things, even forgiving other people. And the Lord told me that I must forgive, he says. And then he told me to ask him for help with these unforgiveness toward these people that hurt me. Because I thought that I didn't hurt them, they hurt me. Why should I look to forgive them? And the Lord wants us, as he pray, Father, forgive them. And they were the one hurting him. Jesus was not doing anything to these people. He had the cross on his back. He's heading to be crucified. And they're smacking him. They're punching him. They're spitting on him. They're mocking him. They're calling him all kinds of names. He should have said, it's your loss. But no. In order for them to be saved, when they will repent, when they will come to God and say, I'm sorry, he needed to forgive them. You see? In order for them to have a chance to go to heaven, he needed to forgive them. He understood that very well. So he says, Father, forgive them. He prayed because they know not what they do. God gave them the opportunity to be saved. If we would have stayed with the hurt and say, if they're lost, I'm not dealing with these people. They don't want to listen to me, although they'll mark me and make fun of me. Forget about them. It's their loss. They will have no chance to being saved. No chance to being saved because he was the Savior. He is the Savior of the world. Through him we are saved. So he was so obedient. He is so obedient to the Father that even when he was being mocked and being used, because how many of us say, I don't like to be used? Nobody likes to be used by anybody. The Lord, as they please, because when he multiplied the bread and the fish, they were the first one filling their bellies. When he multiplied the wine, they were the first one drinking wine. and the worthy of Canaan. They were the first one drinking wine. They were the first one enjoying the fish and the bread cooked that the Lord gave them, that he multiplied. They were the one full in their bellies. And how is the Lord fault that he preached the good news and fed their bellies, and now they're mocking him and making all kinds of fun of him? It was not his fault that they used him. He was used by them. How many people, I don't like to be used. Ooh, Brother Obi, I don't like to be used. Well, nobody likes to be used, but still we need to pray for God to forgive them and to help us to love them. My brother and sister, love, the loving or the lover like the Lord responds back with love, not hate, not rejection, but back with love. And you may think that if you do that, then they'll use you more. No. No, you got to try it. You got to try this. You got to try responding back with love. Because when you do, you're going to discover something different, something new. If all your life when people hurt you and use you and reject you, you respond back with other things. Now, I want you to try responding back with love like Jesus. And you're going to learn something new. God's going to teach you something new. Respond back with love, and you'll see what happened. And if it hurts so much that it's almost impossible for you to respond back with love, pray to the Lord to help you, that you're able to respond back with love, because you're going to learn something new. Maybe that's what you were missing in your life. Finding back with love. Oh, if they do that to me, I'm not going to take that. You know what I'm going to do? They say, you know what I'm going to do? See, that's what you've been missing, the blessing. I'm responding back with love. If you've been taking vengeance, if you've been making them pay for what they did to you or what they said, you were missing a great blessing that the Lord has been wanting to give you for years. Okay? He's been wanting to give you this blessing. But because you had not been able to humble yourself to respond back with love, you were missing a blessing. Ask the Lord to help you to respond back with love. Of course it hurts when someone offends you and someone comes against you and uses you and abuse you, as people say. It hurts the Lord that you want to respond back with love. And watch what happens. Something is going to happen that I cannot explain to you what's going to happen. I cannot. You're going to have to find out for yourself. Where's the Lord? Because he did it. My brother and sister. And the fact is that when he did it, he was able to change people after that. Something happened. A change comes. But you can only find that out with the Lord. The Lord has to help you with it. Okay? There are things that I can only point you to. And then you have to try it. Like I said, I told people about repenting every day of the pride, doubt, and unbelief. And some people try it. And they say, oh, Brother Elvie, what a difference. Before you open your Bible to read your Bible, pray. And say, Lord, help me to believe every word that I'm going to read. Believe every word that I'm going from your Bible that I'm going to read, that I may not doubt not one of your word, that I will be able to receive it all and believe it all in your name. Before you open up your Bible, pray that you will believe every word every day. Do this every day for 1 year. When you come back to me after 1 year or after 6 months, you are going to say, Brother Elvie, what a blessing that is. Now when I open my Bible, I don't doubt anymore. You need to pray for you to believe every single word of the Bible every day. Try that for 6 months to a year before you open the Bible. Pray. Do not read it without praying. And if you do repent, say, Lord, help me to believe, ask Jesus, Help me to believe every word of your word that I'm going to read in your name. Pray this prayer every day before you read his word. Try this for 6 months to a year. And come back to me after 6 months or a year and tell me what happened. Because it's going to change your life. Because you are going to receive the answer of your prayer. The Lord is going to do it. And your mind and heart and soul are going to be one with the word. You're going to believe every word. You're not going to doubt. When you speak, you're going to speak differently. Okay? You're going to speak differently. You're not going to question anything that is in the word. You're going to believe. When you believe, you don't question. See, a lot of people question out of doubt. They don't question out of faith. You don't see a person say, I believe this, but. A lot of people say, I doubt this, but. That's usually what they say. They don't say, I believe, but. No, they say they doubt, but. Or I question this, but. Or I think, but. The doubt is always there because they're not repenting down. Pride down and unbelief, as they should. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You need to pray that. I heard Brother Flores says today, you need to do that prayer for yourself. Don't ask someone else to do it for you. The blessing is when you do it, when you pray. God wants to hear you pray, not someone else do it for you, like some people do. Don't do that. God wants to hear you, because it's in your life he's going to work. He wants to hear you say, I repent pride, doubt, and unbelief. Help me to believe every word of your word that I'm going to read. Help me, Lord. That's what the Lord wants to hear. You saying that to him, asking him for help. And when you do that, one is personal relationship with him. And second of all, you're taking responsibility for your action that you've been doubting. And he doesn't want you to doubt his word because his word is true and powerful. Word is alive. And as long as you doubt his word, my brother and sister, I don't like to hear a preacher. I listen to very few preachers because I'm not going to listen to a man of God saying, I don't believe this word or I doubt this. Once I hear those things, nope, that's it. We walk by faith, the Bible says, and not by sight. That's how the disciple Paul and them walk and live. Who do they learn that from? Jesus himself. For we walk by faith, not by sight. My brother and sister, every day we should be looking to be increasing our faith, believing God more, not doubting. There's no occasion for doubting faith. My brother and sister, faith is faith. Jesus is faith. My brother and sister, we need to have more of him, not less. More of him in our lives. Until we are changing, transforming to his likeness, the Bible says. You're not going to hear the Lord questioning his word ever. Whether his word will do what he says, no. I seen the Lord in heaven teaching other people. I seen Jesus teaching other people. When he teaches you in heaven, you will not want to say one word when he's teaching you. You will not want anyone to talk to you. No one will anyway. I seen the Lord having a class. He took me there. I was behind the class. I can see the Lord and I can see his disciple learning in heaven. The people that gone to heaven, they were there learning of him. They were not there interact the Lord. He was speaking humbly. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. And he was talking about the things to come. And I said, everyone was quiet and Jesus was speaking. And I said, can you imagine when he come in his glory? And the Lord looked at me and smiled. He's so awesome. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We're waiting for his coming. Because when he comes, as he told the Pharisee, Hallelujah. He's going to change everything. My brothers, that's why things are changing now so quickly. Because it's coming, it's so close. Hallelujah. His enemies are trembling. Demons are shaking, scared. They can feel his power so close to the earth. His coming, my brother and sister, makes them shake. A lot of people are questioning, what's going on? What's happening? They can feel something. They don't know what it is, but people tell me, I know he's coming. They can sense it in their spirit. They can sense it in their life that the Lord is about to come. Even though they're not committed to him, they're not seeking him, they can sense it's coming. My brother and sister, some people cannot sleep. Sensing the Lord that will come any day now, because that's close he is. A great joyous moment is coming for his children, for his bride. This transformation is so close. So close. My brothers is so close. My brothers is, I don't know what's going to happen next week in the full moon. I hear a lot about the full moon. This full moon coming next week has not happened in more than 100 years. My brother and sister, something is about to happen. Something is about to come. I know judgment is also close. The Lord spoke to me about transformation coming. Things are so close. I hear some of the prophets saying this month, on the 18th, as I think the brother says, something is going to happen. Things are about to happen. We need to be holding on to the Lord. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Let me see, before I close, if I can get that prophecy of that sister. Hallelujah. That something is about to come. Okay, thank you, Lord. Let me see if I can get it out quickly, because this word is hallelujah. Things are so close. So close. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Exciting what God is about to do. The changes that are coming. She's talking about a great reversal coming. And she'll explain it. My brother and sister, there's a lot of things, he says, have been happening that God is going to change. And that's, praise the Lord. It's great news for us. Because everything he does, he always does it for the best of his children. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting it ready as soon as I can. My brother and sister, hallelujah. I thought I would not be able to find it that quickly, but somehow it came to pass. Amen. When God wants something play, he makes it happen. Again, he's in control. We're not. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Okay, here it is.
So last night I was in prayer and just spending some quiet time with the Lord, and the Lord began to speak to me, and he said, people are wondering why you, meaning me, Patricia, has become silent about all that I have revealed to you about Donald Trump. So the Lord said this, so I am about to break my silence and tell you this. And then the Lord instructed me and he said, go get your staff. So I want to explain to you a little bit about my two staffs that I have. One is a shorter staff to my left here, and the other one is a longer staff to my right. And both of these staffs came from a hickory tree that the Lord had struck with lightning, and he had instructed me to cut some branches from that downed tree and to make them into staffs. Then when I did that, and I want to show you this one here. This is the first staff that the Lord gave to me, and you can see it has the lightning bolt showing that the tree was struck by lightning, and it also represents God's presence. And then this is engraved with God's presence. And then also down at the very bottom of the staff, which is really neat, right here, you can see, and only God could do this, is that this knot hole actually is shaped in the shape of a heart. And when the Lord gave me that staff, he said, name that staff God's presence. The second staff that he had me get from the same tree, different limb, but same tree. And it's this staff. It's a much taller staff. It's also made out of a hickory limb. And the Lord told me to call this staff God's power. Now, I did not name these staffs. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, is the one that named these staffs. And at the very top of the staff is a metal piece that is engraved God's power. So now that you understand what the Lord told me to get, so he said, go get your staff. He said, place your staff called God's presence on your left side, and place your staff called God's power on your right side. Then the Lord instructed me. He said, now grab a hold of each staff and pray in your prayer language as I unfold my message. So I grabbed each of the staffs in my hands, and I just closed my eyes and I began to pray in tongues. And after I had prayed in tongues for a bit, the Lord then said, now take your pen and write. And so this is what the Lord gave me to write down, and I want to read this to you because this is his message. The Lord said, my plans for the United States of America has not changed. I have great reversal planned, says the Lord. These things I will reverse very soon. I will reverse the current administration and place my chosen servant, Donald Trump, with his new administration. I will reverse these COVID mandates. I will reverse Roe versus Wade and reverse the killing of innocent babies. I will reverse the Mexican border crisis in the United States of America, and it will return to law and order. I will reverse the wealth of the wicked and give it to my righteous who have been called according to my purpose. I will reverse this woke mentality and replace it with my spirit, says the Lord. I will reverse the plans of Satan to prematurely usher in the Antichrist. I will reverse the rotation of the earth for a split second, which will cause a great shaking, says the Lord. This great reversal will be my doing, says the Lord. The oceans will roar, but will then settle down. So tell my people that I have not changed my mind about the United States of America. Tell my people that I have great reversal planned, says the Lord. So after he gave me that message, then the Lord instructed me to tell you what he revealed to me in October, and I had not released that message yet, so he was instructing me to release it now. So back in October, the Lord had me studying about Josiah in scriptures. So Josiah was only 8 years old when he began to reign as king of Judah. How many of you know that 8 is the number of new beginnings? Amen? So 18 years into Josiah's reign, he began removing and destroying all the worship of the false gods, including removing the altar at Bethel set up by Jeroboam. So as I read in 2 Kings chapter 22 and 23 about Josiah, Holy Spirit began to show me the similarities between Josiah and Donald Trump. And after he showed me some of those similarities, this is what the Lord spoke to me in October. He said, did you notice the zeal and aggressiveness of Josiah to right the wrong when he was read the law in the Book of the Covenant? Donald Trump has the same aggressiveness and zeal to right the wrong he has witnessed in your nation. He will succeed because I say he will succeed, says the Lord. There will be great reform under his helm